Hey, it's Skippy with The Morning After, Monday through Friday on New Rock 104.1 from 6 to 10. Right now, you're about to embark on a journey back in time to some of the moments this week we feel like sharing with you one more time. Be sure to follow us online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, too. You can look for Shut Up Skippy. Here's hoping this stuff is good for a second go-round. Enjoy. Good morning. Skip here. Drew over there. Doing his exercises, getting ready, because this is his segment.
All the exercise I'm going to get this week.
Failiot here, too. We are on Facebook Live. Also, Instagram Live. Look for Shut Up Skippy, because it is time for...
Nerd News. We have to be, if you're just now tuning in, we have to be subdued. Skip's going through the migraine problems.
Elevator so. Music
I took
edition.
The medication, but right now I'm just really on the verge of vomiting over everything. Oh. And they hate, I'm not allowed to have water in here, so God forbid I actually throw up.
Well, we're going to try to avoid that. Yeah. So hopefully I don't make her hork.
We're going
to
keep it chill, girl.
Nerd news.
Okay, so here we go. A lot of the news is all revolving around the Sony Spider-Man thing. So I'm going to do just a quick recap of where we're at as far as the updating news stories.
Yes.
In regards to Sony and Spider-Man. So the Sony is, of course, blaming Disney directly for the whole mishap. They did it in a very professional, very diplomatic manner via Twitter. But they did it in a way that they're saying that Disney basically is getting, you know, money hungry because they felt like they had more leverage than they probably actually did against Sony. Now, not to play devil's advocate because Sony's coming out like the big jerk face here in all this. However, financially for their studio, for a property that they own, if you want to be real about it,
let's get real.
They own the rights to the character, right? They worked a deal out with Sony at a time that they did not look all that good in the public sphere. A lot of they got hacked. A lot of their dirty laundry was aired. But they have no obligation to Disney to give them half of their profits.
Do you think that Disney is doing this as like a bullying move?
I think that Disney saw that it made $1.1 billion and said, you know what? We want a piece of that pie.
Okay. It'll be interesting to see. I just know that I have an 11-year-old that is heartbroken right now.
But also, to be fair to Disney, they did offer co-financing, right? So it's not like they're taking the brunt of the financing of the film like Sony is, and then they just want half the profits. They wanted everything split down the middle.
Okay. Well, we'll see what
happens. Again, not obligated. So now that this is happening, Venom 2 and any Spider-Man or Spider-Man spinoff movie can be a hard R. So that's like
you
the
know,
thing
that
that's going
is
around.
The one perk. Yes. About this.
Now, I don't know if I want a hard R Spider-Man movie, but I would definitely like a hard R Venom movie. All right. Or like a Venom versus Carnage movie. Gory. Yeah. Dismemberment. I can get behind something like that.
But let's remember that Venom was terrible, but people liked it because it was terrible.
It was terribly beautiful.
Exactly.
It was terrible. Oh, yeah. But I mean, it was great. Yeah. It was great.
Okay.
Also, Tom Holland reportedly has an option to leave Spider-Man. This is what people aren't talking about. So he has an option for another Spider-Man film, meaning that if the direction is not where he wants, he can pull out. That would be a bigger hit in anything if he was to exit himself out. Like, we are so sick of the Spider-Man reboots as far as, like, consumers of this property already as is.
Oh, I see, like, Disney getting in Tom Holland's ear and then, like...
Well, but if I was Tom Holland, too, I'd be like, dude, you guys set all this up.
You know?
He was slated to kind of be, like, the one going forward
in
the Avengers. And what Marvel needs to understand is that they themselves kind of created this problem for themselves because they slated him as that character.
They all signed up on it.
But they didn't really have full rights to the character, so they didn't have really much of any leverage at all.
It's, you know what it is? Someone fighting over their child star at this point. That's what this is. This is split up parents. Fighting over there.
But it's like split up parents, whereas Sony has primary custody and then Marvel has like weekend dad duties. You know what I mean?
It's Disneyland. We just figured that out.
And you only see like the good stuff on on Instagram and Facebook. Like, I took my son to Disneyland today. Oh, look.
That kid's right at that age where he could just like screw off to both parents. Yeah.
You know
that's
who the worst victim, or you know who the biggest victim is in all this?
What?
It's Uncle Ben.
Yeah. Poor Uncle Ben if he has to go through this four times.
He's going to die.
All right, what's next?
All right, so let's move on to other news. The Russo brothers claimed Well, they were talking about why Falcon is going to become like the next Captain America. Uh-huh. Now, the right answer to that is because, well, because he did it in the comics.
Right.
So did the Winter Soldier for a little while. Like, that's the easy answer. They're like, well, Bucky had like mind things done to him, and he has like a weak mind. So like, it's obvious that. But I'm like, dude, don't try to over-explain things. Like, just be like, because he was in the comics. Duh. Like, easy answers. Stupid. Anyways, Marvel Star Wars series. Marvel has been doing this really, really good. A lot of their Star Wars comics. Yeah, comics. You filthy casuals. Comics have been very, very, very good. And the Star Wars comic is the only comic book. Star Wars number one for Marvel is the only comic book in the past decade to sell more than 1 million copies.
Wow.
Okay. They are ending the series in November before Star Wars Episode 9 comes out, which I have theories on that. But
okay. But we don't have nearly enough time for that.
Yeah, no. Uncharted news. So the Uncharted series based on video games. Tom Holland is set up to play Nathan Drake. Just lost another director. So it's not looking good.
Okay.
It's starting to fall to the same things like Gambit and pre-production hell. Mortal Kombat reboot's going healthy. They've been casting some characters, so Mortal Kombat.
I just want to yell, finish her, please.
Did you see, so the game released like it's DLC. Did you see the Terminators, one
yes,
of the characters?
It
and
good.
It's Arnold.
Yeah, it looks great. Kevin Smith is bringing He-Man. To Netflix as an animated series. Now, this gets me excited for a lot of reasons. One, I couldn't really envision like a live-action He-Man series.
Yeah, that'd be kind
of
silly.
But if you did like a really sick animated version of it, and Kevin Smith's a fan, and you want...
She-Ra better be in there.
She's already on. She's had like 3 seasons.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just making sure.
Whoa.
Just making sure.
She just went right for it.
Yeah.
They did She-Ra first.
Well done. I just need to find my He-Man that had the little heart that you would like hit the button on the back.
Yeah,
and his heart would.
Yeah, I need that.
He-Man.
What a throwback.
Find me that He-Man for
what
Christmas.
What a throwback.
Okay.
But I'm really excited about it because Kevin Smith is a fan, and I think he would do it good. Quite possibly the biggest... In my opinion, Matrix 4 is coming.
I'm so in.
It is the decade of Keanu. He's back.
He's
our savior.
The Matrix.
Although, if you go back and watch the third Matrix, I'm like, how's he coming back? What?
Well, they did a little.
Because it's him and Carrie Ann Moss. Anyways. And last but not least, Joker gets a hard R rating.
Yes.
They're already talking about possible Oscars.
Yes.
For
Joaquin that's
Phoenix,
in October.
So this makes it even more interesting.
All right. And in other news, there's some big video game happening this weekend, and the biggest kid in the house already claimed the big TV.
The International 2019.
So there's
EG lost this morning at 3 a.m., which really upset me. So.
You're welcome, Drew, for throwing that one in. That has been
Nerd News.
It's New Rock 104.1. It is time for...
Talk about people that aren't so great. This is Wasted Muted Edition.
You know what? I feel like you got a little more soul when you can't just yell.
I can't yell because Skip says hurting. So let's get right into it. So ex-NFL star Mario Williams is arrested after a video shows an intense standoff with his baby mama. I don't know what's up with these dudes, man. Like, you need to just chill out.
There was an interest.
There's cameras. They'll get you.
There's an interesting story that I read recently about how the arrest rates among people in the NFL are even lower for like domestic violence calls than regular calls, which was interesting because a guy that just got drafted to the 49ers, I think, a dad came out and spoke out that this kid put it all on the line at some party for his daughter because his daughter was drinking, is underage, there was stuff involved, and she was clearly drugged. And he stepped in because it was somebody he had known for a long time. He stepped in and wouldn't let this one like creeper guy take her off to do things. Right.
Yeah.
And he was not supposed to be at the party because he was underage and all this stuff going on. But like he stepped up and the dad never told the story until after the kid got signed because it was such a rare instance of putting it all online. So anyway, I just bring it up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure.
And he brought it up because the guy's a good guy.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that those stories happen a lot. And it's sad that you would get ostracized for doing the right thing for that. You know what I mean?
Well, being in a situation where I wasn't really supposed to be, but still the point. Yeah. Just, Yeah, so screw that guy, though, the other guy.
Yeah, yeah, screw Creeper, dude. Let's talk Tekashi 6ix9ine. We haven't talked about this guy for a while because he's still incarcerated.
Okay.
2018 probably MVP.
Yeah, 2018 MVP.
I forgot.
All the way back to the young year of 2018 where Tekashi 6ix9ine.
So much has happened in 2019 already, dude.
But he's about to go in trial and take the stand to testify against the people that kidnapped him. Remember the kidnapping story? He is well aware that that could possibly put his family in danger. And that's like, that's not fair.
Yeah,
like,
that's scary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At the same time, it's Tekashi 6ix9ine, and I'm glad that we don't have to talk about him anymore. So, also about guys that are in prison now that I'm so happy to see go away. Kodak Black. Now, I don't know if you know who Kodak Black is, but
no.
This guy, I'm going to play you something off air or off air.
I was just trying to figure out if I knew a song by Tekashi 6ix9ine.
No, I mean, like, they all suck.
Okay.
Like, the music is drab and terrible. All right. They are banes of the music industry.
Okay,
in my
opinion, tell me about Kodak Black.
Especially Kodak Black, but he had a bunch of like federal gun charges.
Uh-huh.
Just recently pled guilty. He's in jail. Hopefully, he stays there a while.
Was he the guy that posted bail and walked out of the police station like using the money as a phone?
Yeah, like with a wad of money, like using it like a phone. And again, I'm going to play you something off air. Just so you guys can see, we'll do it for the live
feeds.
Mr. T is suing a weed company for naming their weed Mr. T.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
You can't
be
naming it Mr. T.
I pity the fool.
Steal
from Mr. T. He wants a piece of that green money. All right? I'm pretty sure he'd be okay with it. He was getting cut. Adam Lambert, Usher, a bunch of other people are victims of open house burglary. So there is a realtor down south that was... in cahoots, I guess, conspiring.
Really?
Yes, she would hold an open house. A dude would come to these open houses and take like little things, like steal like little items, go and pawn them off, like sell them, and then pay off her credit cards with them. That's highly unethical, not all right. It's highly illegal. Like, I can't believe that. You are a realtor down south with
super famous people.
Super famous clients. When you close their house, you're going to get paid, son. Like, you're going to make a nice chunk of money.
That's,
why are you stealing from people?
That's true, but most people, as they make more money,
nice, bro.
They make more money, they spend more money.
It wasn't even, like, a lot of money, though. The credit card balance, it was, like, 20 grand.
Or maybe she was just testing him.
Maybe she's just an evil person who likes to steal things.
Maybe, and dude's just really thirsty.
Or maybe like her whole outlook on that was like, well, they're rich. They have
money.
It's
possible.
It's like, that's not fair.
The next season of $1 million listing's going to be lit, though.
Yeah, Bam Margera checking himself back into rehab after yet another relapse.
Okay.
He has done this twice this month so far, and we're in day, 23. So he has done this twice.
Best of luck to him.
Yeah, checked himself out yet again. Wednesday, and then was found in a bar just drinking, going back in. He's not ready, obviously.
That's sad.
More power to him. Hopefully he gets there. But you know what? It's obviously he's not ready for rehabilitation.
That.
Usually you have to hit pretty hard bottom. Conor McGregor says that he is in the wrong for punching the old man.
He's in the wrong?
Yes.
Wow, is it taking some accountability?
I'm pretty sure there's money attached to that accountability somewhere. Maybe losing a fight that he was due to make probably $100 million from. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I would also say, I was in the wrong. Please let me fight and get my check. Basically, he punched a dude while they were drinking whiskey in a bar. But it was like an older gentleman, which that gentleman was saying that he's just a bully with money. Like, this guy's just a bully. I'm like, to be fair,
accurate.
He's a fighter. Like, I mean,
he gets paid to bully people.
I'm pretty sure that there's like nice fighters out there, but Conor McGregor has never appeared to be
never
a nice
claimed to be one of them.
Man.
No.
No, he's always been a jerk. In news you don't care about, Miley Cyrus denies cheating on Liam Hemsworth, but he has filed for divorce now. It is official. And Brody Jenner, who's his ex, is now dating Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
He is now dating Josie Canseco, like we were talking about not too long ago. It's calling her marriage material. These micro marriages with these self-indulgent a-holes. Like, I'm getting really sick of this. Like, this is big news, but it's not like big news. And the chick that he was with, he wasn't going to like give her a legal marriage. They got married with a ceremony, a spiritual ceremony.
Oh, really?
In India.
Okay.
It wasn't like a legal marriage. And she wanted a legal marriage and children. And he's like, nah, you can go.
And so then she hooked up with Miley.
Miley. And then I guess, but apparently from what is being said, they're like, cool. Like, everyone's cool with it. Like, everyone's cool with each other because Miley Cyrus and that chick sent him a bouquet of weed. I don't know. It's weird. Actually, the bouquet, even though it's kind of trashy, was really pretty. So, like, it's super trashy.
I don't even know.
So, wait, is Miley single or what?
I don't even think Miley Cyrus is that attractive. Like, people go crazy over Cyrus. I'm like, no, not really.
You're crazy. You're getting 2-1. You're getting Miley and Hannah Montana.
No, I'm good. I picked Sofia Vergara over her any day because that's a woman.
All right, go on.
No, that's it.
Oh, that's it? Okay,
that's
that is waste, bid.
Waste of space at 8 weed bouquets.
Don't do it.
That's never a waste.
Just stop. Don't do it.
Look, it's pretty.
Right now, it is time for
There's Some People You Should Get to Know. This is Best of Show with Failure. I'll be a lot softer because Skippy's going through some stuff.
Skippy's head's kind of hurting right now.
It's all right. The migraine medication is working. All right, Failure, make us feel good and bad simultaneously.
Okay. I picked this story because, Skippy, you grew up in the agriculture, the livestock life, you know?
Yeah.
So
literally in a barn.
I love it that he didn't say life. He's all life.
Uh-huh. Livestock, life. So Diesel Pippert. I know. I can't get through the last name. Diesel Pippert is a seventh grader.
It's the last name that gets you because I can't figure out if his parents were like fans of GNR or just really like their diesel trucks.
Or
I don't know.
Or fans of Vin Diesel.
I don't know. I have so many questions. But this seventh grader is not your typical seventh grader.
No, he's from the Western Reservoir School District of Ohio, and he earned $15,000 in livestock premiums from the county fair and livestock and animal sales.
Okay.
I tried to
he
do
sold his animals. So real quick, when people go, wait a second, how many animals did he sell for 15 grand? I don't know how many sold specifically, but what can happen is somebody will come and pay a ridiculous amount of money per pound for your animal, and then they get add-ons and bids on top of it. That's how I paid for a lot of college.
That's
and so,
pretty awesome.
Yeah, and so like a lot of people thought like, okay, what's this seventh grader going to do with 15 grand? To much people's surprise, every penny went to St. Jude's Children Research.
Now that is simultaneously making us feel really good and have some hope and also feel like a bunch of greedy bastards. Or is that just me? Because I never donated that kind of money.
Well,
ever.
I never donated that kind of money. But whenever it comes up and they're like, do you want to donate a dollar? I'm like, yes.
Hell yeah.
I secretly judge everyone that doesn't give the dollar.
Yeah, like when I go to Taco Bell and they're like, do you want to donate a dollar? I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I'll put up my little miracle hot air balloon at the Costco when I go or whatever. So 15 grand. This kid donated 15 grand.
And then on a side note, Metallica opened up a hospital in Romania. I just brought it up because we're music. They do music. They're 90s at noon. Uh-huh. Metallica.
Skippy.
Yeah.
Was that story okayed by you? Was that sent to that chain of text messages when... wait, let me just back up a second. We were told that there was going to be two stories. Uh-huh. One before class that was sent, which is the one about...
A feel-good story.
Pepper or whatever.
Diesel.
Diesel. And then... this little snippet story.
Then it was, I'll get you another one
after
class. And then I, at 6 o'clock this morning, didn't have anything. So I said, just keep the one story.
This is technically still after class. So I wasn't
wrong. You're about to get an ass whooping.
You're about to get backhanded straight up.
Diesel Pippert, you're best of show.
Metallica, you're not in.
Metallica, no, I guess you are too.
So, but did we not have this conversation before we walked in? We did.
We did.
We said, listen, we're going to set some boundaries because we have expectations for his behavior and his follow-through. And his follow-through lately has been a little average.
Yeah.
And I know it's a new school semester, but it's his eighth year. So by now he's adjusted.
And he does good. You know what I mean? Like he does good when we
just
have to.
Enough.
We have to bring him in just a little bit. But then something like this happens.
I don't know. I thought that was all right. Diesel, my guy, your best of show.
He's all, let me get out of this. Diesel, listen, best of show. You are best of show.
Trevue's next, right?
The funny thing is, he did exactly what we guessed he would do.
Yeah.
It is the morning after. It's New Rock 104.1.